down in the mist under the long grass. His name was Regina, and his mother's name was Molly Cottontail. Every morning when Molly Cottontail went out to hunt for food, he said, "Now, Regina, lie still and make no noise, no matter what you hear, no matter what you see. Don't you move. Remember, you're only a baby rabbit and die low." And Raggy Dog always said that he would. One day, after his mother had gone, he was lying very still in the mist, looking up to the feathery grass. By just cocking one eye, he could see what was going on up in the big world. A big blue jay perched on a twig above him and scolded at someone very hard indeed. Raggy Love never moved his nose or his paws to lay still. Once a ladybug took a walk down a blade of grass over his head. She was so top-heavy that pretty soon she tumbled off and had to begin all over again. But Raggy Love never moved his nose or his paws to lay still. The sun was warm and it was very still. Suddenly, Raggy Love heard a little sound far off. It sounded like squish, very soft and far away. He listened. It was a queer little sound, low down in the grass. Squish, squish. Then it grew fainter, then it came nearer. In and out, nearer and nearer, like something coming. Only when Raggy Love heard anything coming, he always heard his feet. What could it be that came so softly, so smoothly, without any feet? He forgot his mother's warning, sat up on his hind paws. Sound stopped then. "Who stopped Raggy Love? I'm not a baby rabbit. I'm 3 weeks old. I'll find out what this is." Stuck his head over the top of the nest and looked straight into the wicked eyes of a great big snake. "Mammy, Mammy," screamed Raggy Love. "Oh, Mammy, Mammy." But he couldn't scream anymore, for the big snake had his ear in his mouth and was winding about the soft little body, squeezing Raggy Love's very life out. He tried to call Mammy again, but he could not breathe. But Mammy had heard the first cry. Straight over the field she flew, leaping the stones and hummocks fast as the wind to save her baby. She was not a timid little cottontail rabbit then, but a mother whose child was in danger. And when she came to Raggy Love and the big snake, she took one look and then hop, hop, she went over the snake's back. And as she jumped, she struck at the snake with her strong hind claws so they tore his skin. He kicked with rage, but he would not let go. Hop, hop, she went again, and this time she hurt him so that he twisted and turned, but he held on to Raggy Love. Once more the mother rabbit hopped, and once more she struck and tore the snake's back with her sharp claws. Oh, how she hurt him! The snake dropped Raggy to strike at her. Raggy Love rolled onto his feet. "Run, Raggy Love, run," called his mother, keeping the snake busy with her jump. And Raggy Love ran. Just as soon as he was out of danger, his mother came to him and showed him where to go. When she ran, there was a little white patch that showed under her tail. That was for her baby to follow, and he followed. Far, far away she led him through the long grass to a place where the big snake could not find him, and there she made a new nest. This time, when she told Raggy Love to lie low, you'd better believe he minded his mammy.